We are commemorating the First World War and the 100 years of CCF Art School, because it got started at the start of World War One to give students who might be going into the war at a later age, to give them experience of a taste of what it's kind of like, and that's been going for 100 years now. The way that it took 40 minutes for 75 boys to be called out, which is, it's just, that's most of our CCF now. Their name, they so if you take all 75 of them, they would have died in World War One. So that is a lot of people.
Is it, you know, a privilege for you to not reenact it out, but take a part in these commemorations and remember those?
Yeah, it is. It's a privilege, because it's obviously it's 100 years, so that's now a century since the start of it. So it's now quite a long time ago, but at least we still remember it and still thankful for what they've done to help us.
And it's important that younger ones as well remember, because for the next 100 years.
Yeah, for the next 100 years, because obviously it was a huge play in the world and Europe's history. Because think what it would have been like if Germany won the war. We might not have the freedoms we do now. And so it's just, we've got to be grateful for what they've done to let us be here.
And I believe you have a direct connection to...
Yeah, my great-granddad, William J. Norman, was awarded the Military Cross in World War One in Gallipoli for saving a man with just a pistol in no man's land.
How does that make you feel, that you had an ancestor?
It's quite cool, because... But I probably won't never get to see his grave, because it's in India. But at least I have a direct connection, so I think it weighs on me more of what it was like, because obviously, so some people in it who just didn't get anything out of it, apart from some of them died, but my granddad obviously got six medals from World War One, so he did get mentioned in it, which is pretty cool.
And he survived both World Wars.
Yes, he fought in both World Wars and survived both, but he died later, not because of any war.